The United States says it has evidence showing that the missile that shot down the Malaysia Airlines jet was Russian-made. That's not so shocking. But U.S. officials also say they have evidence that Russia supplied the rebels with surface-to-air missiles. These charges are vehemently rejected by Moscow. And according to Moscow-based journalist Natalia Antonova, Russians aren't buying the accusations either.
I don't believe that anyone here thinks that Russia is directly involved. No. There are some people who believe that the separatists might have had something to do with it, yes.
And do they believe that Russia or Putin are controlling what the separatists do?
I actually haven't spoken to anyone who believes that at all. I mean, at best, this entire situation in East Ukraine has been so chaotic from the start, so unlike the annexation of Crimea, where you saw well-trained Russian troops kind of take control right away, that even amongst people I've known to be really strongly critical of Vladimir Putin, I have not seen any, opinions on like, well, you know, how do you think they answer to him? Do you think he had a direct line to them? Like, no, that is like just not considered possible here.
Now, what is the narrative being presented by the media there regarding the Malaysia flight? The media is mainly state-controlled, right?
Yeah, it's mainly state-controlled, and it's leaning heavily on some conspiracy theories right now. It's also, you know, pointing out some very mundane facts, you know, saying, well, the Americans have not presented us with, like, direct evidence of anything, and hey, do you guys remember that in 2001, the Ukrainian military had already accidentally shot a civilian plane out of the sky? Like, that did happen. So for the Russian state media, you know, they're doing this right now. I don't believe, actually, that there has been consensus on, like, how to cover this exactly. I don't think any particular man has come from the government, you know, some man in a gray suit and sat everyone down in the Russian media and said, okay, yeah, this is how we're going to do it. There's this... it's a rule by signal. There's very few direct instructions, but you have to like read the government's cues and read its signals and then decide what to do. So the main television channels in particular, they're just like going ahead with the, you know, there's no way we are in any way culpable defense.
Now, there's this rule by signal, as you say, and the state media channels are kind of whipping up these conspiracy theories that you mentioned. Can you tell us a few of them?
Well, there was this one completely bizarre thing where some of the separatists, I think, said, well, this is really creepy. It looks like the bodies have been dead for weeks. You know, we're there on site and it just doesn't add up.
Wait, so the idea is that the whole thing was staged?
It's the whole thing is staged. It's like something out of like Lost or whatever, you know, with like the plane that disappears and then is found, but it's all staged. It's like these people have watched too much American television and are just like coming up with whatever they can. So, but that's like right now, the main version, it's not really conspiracy theory. It's more like, you know, just pointing at the Ukrainian military. You know, why does everyone trust them so much? Like, why is there 100% trust in them where it could have still been them? You know, I think that is the main thrust of like the argument being presented by state TV right now.
And you just wrote an article where you talked to a lot of people just around in your neighborhood. And yeah. And what is the consensus there? Obviously unscientific, but what are you hearing?
Well, I think, you know, I tend to like the kind of people who tend to open up to me, like they're like the more nice, thoughtful people because they tend to want to, you know, talk more. And so I obviously it's very unscientific. And of course, the majority of them very much like offended, I think, by the idea that Putin could have wanted this. You know, whether they're critics or supporters of the government, it just doesn't seem realistic that anyone in the Russian government could have possibly wanted this. And I also see a lot of horror. I mean, there's so many children on that plane. And, you know, I mean, I've seen people cry about it. A lot of people I know. And not, you know, these are people, they're not like what the pro-government folks would label as liberal intelligentsia. They're like regular people. But, you know, some wanted to like... pay the respects of the Dutch embassy. I know some have brought flowers. So yeah, so there's that aspect to it. Just a very human basic aspect of complete and utter horror at this horrifying situation.
Journalist Natalia Antonova in Moscow.